In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, dear saints, you catch your breath. Why don't you have breath? Are you weary today? Are you in pain? Are you surprised at this world? Are you surprised at your suffering? Are you scared? These are all reasons, dear saints, why you wouldn't have your breath. And these are all reasons, dear saints, why you need the breath. And today, dear saints, you get it. This word, Acts chapter 2, this main text that we hear every single year for this day of Pentecost, this day where the Holy Spirit descends upon us, is this beautiful passage. It says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they, that is the 12, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And this word for wind, it means spirit. It means breath. It is the same word today. You catch your breath. And I want to consider for a moment here something that you might not consider, why you might be out of breath. And that is because you have been punched in the gut. We all need a good punch every once in a while. Because, if you were to ask the question, who is the one that is punching me in the gut? Who is the one that is taking my breath away? The answer is God does. He punches you so that you have nothing to rely on. You realize how poor and miserable of a sinner you are. For it is not just pain in this world. It is not just suffering in this world. It is not just Satan that is against you. But your Lord, with his word, with his law, with his demands, with his commandments, he wishes to punch you in the gut. Because you need it. Who are you? Who is the Spirit for? Our first text that we had is this beautiful passage from Genesis about the Tower of Babel. Who are you? We are they. We are the ones who like to make a name for ourselves. We are the ones who in our good times think that we can please God in and of ourselves, that we can ascend to God because we're so much better than that person who's sitting right next to me. We are the ones who think about ourselves night and day. It is not just about you. It is not about your pain and your problems. It is not about your feelings, what you think of this world. But this is what we are. We by nature like to make a name for ourselves because we are constantly thinking of ourselves. The Spirit today is preaching to you. Not the person next to you, but you. Not your family. Not just your friends, but you. The people that were gathered that day for Pentecost, they all heard the Holy Spirit speaking in their native language so that there was no doubt that this word of the Lord was for them. They could have all understood three languages. They were all gathered, and there were three common languages that they could have all understood. Latin, Aramaic, and Greek, and yet they heard it in their native language because it was for them. This word is about your sin, your sexual sins, your mouth, your ears, your lack of trust in God. Let not your hearts be troubled. How often do we have troubled hearts? Do not be afraid, your Jesus says. Do you have fear? Is it because you are trusting in this life or in your own body more than you are trusting in your Lord? And the answer is yes. It is you that the Spirit is speaking to. It is you that deserve judgment and condemnation. And dear saints, it is me too. Who is the Spirit for? If you don't think that your Jesus had to suffer and die for you, then the Spirit is not for you. Consider for a second here. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, this verse again. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. Who is the they? It is the 11 plus 1. There was 12 and Judas. With Judas, Judas kills himself. They elect Matthias because they think it necessary to have the 12. That is the they. Who is the they? It is a group of people that denied Jesus. It is a group of people that did not have the courage to stick up for the one who claimed to be God. It is the ones who rejected. You've heard of the phrase, he's acting like a little girl. Peter was worse. He was afraid of a little girl. Aren't you the one who is with this man? No. Aren't you the one who is with this man? I do not know the man. I swear. And he began to curse himself. He is the one who feared. And you do too. He is the one who denied the Lord's will, the Lord's word, the Lord's promises. And you do too. Who is the they? They are a bunch of babies. They lack courage. They lack boldness in this life. They have fear. They care more about the approval of others in the world than they did about the approval of God. And what do they receive? The Spirit. What do they receive? Their Jesus coming to them and saying, they are a bunch of poor, miserable sinners. And Jesus dies for sinners. So are you a part of them? Do you admit this? You confessed it this morning. Did you mean it? I think you did. And your Jesus comes to you with his Holy Spirit to give you joy. Joy that this life cannot take from you. Joy that you can have when you despair in yourself because you know it is not about you. Courage to know when you do not have the approval of others and instead you have the blame of others. When everybody thinks it's your fault that the church isn't growing, that your family's falling apart, everyone blames you. You have boldness in this life. You have courage. For when you do not have the approval of men, you know that you have the approval of God. You know that your Father looks down upon you as he looked down upon Jesus and says, "This is my beloved son and daughter. With you I am well pleased." You cannot ascend to God in and of yourself. And that is why your God descends to you. We celebrate this every single Christmas, that our Lord descended from heaven into a manger. And today we celebrate that God, the Holy Spirit, descends upon us. For he knows that we cannot ascend to him with our works, with our hands. He comes to you. That is the God that you have. The God who gives certainty. The God who gives forgiveness. The God who gives approval because of the death of his beloved Son. So come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come to our hearts, for they are too often cold. And warm them with your gospel fire. Come, Holy Spirit, for our faith. For our faith too often grows dim, ignite it by the promises that come from you, the mighty works of God. Come, Holy Spirit, to our tongues, for they are too often fearful and have no courage in your promises. Come and loosen them to speak of what you have done for us and what you have done for the entire world. Come, Holy Spirit, for our love, for it is growing cold. And speak to us the love that you have for you. The love that you have for us. And the love that you have for others. And come. Come, Holy Spirit, for our joy. For we are too tempted to despair in this world. We are too tempted to despair in ourselves. And give to us a joy that cannot be taken away. For that joy is by your God. And nothing beats him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.